from the pasuk Chaf Anochi Velo Avon Li. So what's the meaning of Chaf Anochi in that pasuk? So some say it's Milashon Zach. Chaf Anochi Velo Avon Li. Some say it's Milashon Chichoch, the Greira. Chaf Anochi, I've cleansed myself, Velo Avon Li. Right? And that I'm clean, cleansed of sin. I've scraped off my sins, Kilu. And finally, some say it just means rechita. So, you know, if you wanted to be fancy, you could try to clarify how the different meanings of the words correspond to the different opinions as to what chafifa is. I don't know if we have to go there. But where does this come from? So the Gemara in Meruba, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, says that one of the ten takanos that Ezra was misakein is that Isha should be chofefes v'tovela. So the Gemara asks, that's midoraisa. D'tanya v'rachatzes b'saro b'mayim, shelo yei davar chotzeit bein b'saro l'mayim. Es b'saro satafel b'saro, my new seyar. So the Gemara answers, ki aminan d'oraisa liyune. Why? Dilma miktar. Inami dilma mos midi. Mishum chatzitza v'asa iyu tiken chafifa. So there's a mid-oraisa requirement of Ion, and that's because of the concerns the Gemara says, for example, a knot. We discussed in the last sermon why there is a de-oraisa concern, especially if you don't hold like the Gaonim, so how could you be concerned about Rovu Makbid? One mahalich we gave from Rav Moshe is because Ein Safik Motz Midei Vadeh, we had three or four other mahalchim. But that's the D'oraisa requirement. And Ezra added something. He added chafifa. What does chafifa mean? So Rashi says, Tiken chafifa b'masreik leharchaka d'milsa. From this Rashi, first of all, note that Rashi stresses masreik. It implies that it's dafka with a comb, or a brush, or something like that. We'll return to that question shortly. And that is the takana of Ezra, the Hosaf of Ezra. After they were misakein chafifa, you need to do Ion. So this is discussed in Etaz at the beginning of our simon, but the Ravid already discusses this. The Ravid in Shara Tvila Simon Gimel quotes the Shiltos, who writes, Katavla isisa tzricha liyune nafsha. And the Ravid is unsure what Ion he's talking about exactly. And he writes, after a lengthy discussion, V'hai liyune nafsha dekamar, meaning Rav Achai, that Ion that he's referring to, lo yadinan mayniyu, imal yidei rechitza kodem atvila, o shama b'shas tvila. Does it mean rechitza kodem tvila? That's what the Ion is referring to. Al yidei the rechitza, you're doing Ion. Or maybe b'shas tefila. In other words, maybe when she's in a mikvah, she has to be me'ayanes. Inami bi'yune ba'alma. Sha'arei lo tiken Ezra l'chafifa. V'l'chafifa sarosh. The Ravid assumes that the chafifa that Ezra was misakin only related to the head. So the iyun, therefore, would be required on the rest of the body. And then he discusses how close it has to be. Shamina mina du'orcha demil sa'achihu. So then he says, no, he thinks that you do Iyun when you do Chafifa, and he discusses this at length. And then he concludes, V'hecha detavla b'lo chafifa sarosh, uvelo b'dika sagof, lo sa'akal atvila. So this takana is ma'akev. Not only is the din de'oraisa of Iyun ma'akev, but the din de'rabanan of Ezra is also ma'akev. If she did tvila without chafifa, the tefila is invalid. Medamrinan nas natasha levna v'hif shilaso lachoreha lo also latefila v'kolshken hecha dinis aska b'kam eksamim shilaso latefila. V'afilu iyana nafsha b'shas tefila chafifa sarosh mialo sagila b'iyunei deha mitakanas Ezra. Likewise, Ezra's takana. So even if she did iyun, but if she didn't do chafifa, she didn't comb her hair, it's ma'akev. So seems like the Ravid basically says two things. You need to do Ion, which takes place al yidei rechitza, and then you need to do chafifa sarosh, and both of these are me'akev. Now, We noted that the Gemara sounds like Ion is deoraisa, and that is the opinion of Rosh Rishonim, the simple reading of the Gemara, the view of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran. However, the Beis Yosef is medayek, that according to the Tur, it's only derabanan, because he only quotes the Ramban that is deoraisa afterwards. It's not a clear-cut diuk. And also he argues that the Rambam thinks it's derabanan, because the Rambam does not mention anywhere that there's a chiyuv of Ion medeoraisa. The problem is that the Gemara says Ion is medeoraisa. In other words, we could very much understand why you would say it's not deoraisa, right? Lamaisa, there's no pasuk, there's no halacha Moshe Mesinai that we know of. It's simply the source for Ion deoraisa that the Gemara quotes is that she has to make sure she has no chatzitzos. And like we noted, it seems hard to imagine that there would be a chatzitza that would invalidate the tefillah medeoraisa that she wouldn't know about, especially again according to the Rambam, who doesn't accept the Gaonim, thinks you need rov umakbid and rov, not just rov seyar, but rov total. So why the Rambam would say what he says makes a lot of sense, but the question is, how do you explain the lashon of the Gemara? So the Or Sameach has a reading. If you take a look, the Or Sameach, Perek Dalid, Halacha Ches, where he reads the Gemara as saying, I'll read it to you quickly, that saying that the Gemara doesn't actually say you need Ion Deraisa. Va'odam ayin yiraya, de'lo chashva Gemara b'hanach de'ezra midida ve'siag ela Torah, rak takanos shema mo'ilim elkiyum ha'uma l'chayei ha'mishpacha. Right? Look at the list of the takanos of Ezra. Those weren't like siyagim to prevent iser, but these are societal institutions for the nation and the family. Shiu mikusharin l'nishayim, the lo yigarshu osam. Ashal zet sabach hanavi, malachi asher hu Ezra, v'lachein tikein rochlim v'chafifa shema yimtza banim akshura, u'kimo shedarshu v'chulei, avetikin shu mechabzin v'ochlim shum v'gam tefila l'bal yikaryan shelo yu mitzvin ezo zolga v'teish do chaviva alav u'lachein pach agmar deo raisa ninu mishum din chatzitza v'avisyag l'deo raisa gam kein. Right, so that's the pshat nigmar shayla. Very interesting question. The Gemara says Ion is deo raisa, in other words chafifa, that's to prevent the din of chatzitza. The Gemara shows chatzitza invalidates a tefillah mederaisa. So chafifa is to prevent a chatzitza. And chatzitza, that would mean chafifa is to do what? To prevent a deraisa, right? And the whole purpose of all of Ezra's takanos are not to prevent isurim, but they're all for tikkun hamedina and tikkun hamishpacha. So that's a Gemara Shaila, deraisa. This should not be one of Ezra's takanos, because this is to prevent a din deraisa. And that's the answer. So that's perhaps that's the way the Rav Meir Simcha thinks that the Rambam would read the Gemara. Be that as it may, most Rishonim and certainly Halacha, we accept the view that Iyun is mideoraisa. Now, what does chafifa mean? So you all saw this is a machlokas. Rashi is quoted as saying that she needs to do Iyun kol gufa v'lachof oso b'mayim. Right now, Rashi on the Gemara didn't say that. That was Rav Shemarya and the Machzor Vitri b'shem Rashi, right? Rashi al-Hashas sort of sounds actually like the view of most of the other Rishonim, that it's hair-focused, because Rashi mentions Masreik, but they say b'shem Rashi that it means chafifa includes washing her whole body. Rabbeinu Tam says it's dafka on the hair, and shar haguf sagi b'iyun. You also would need hadacha b'veis k'mata, that's the Gemara in Samach Bavla b'veis. The Beis Yosef says that even if Rabbeinu Tam is correct, and that seems to be the majority of you in the Rishonim, Lamaisa, already at the times of the Gemara, it's clear that the minhag was to wash your whole body. In other words, the minhag is like Rashi, regardless of whether or not that's what the Gemara is saying when Ezra was Misaki and Chafifa. And therefore, a person should bathe in warm water as part of preparing for the mikvah, whether that's formally mitakanas Ezra or just me mitzad haminhag. The Yishalman Arach writes in Sif Aleph, Tricha ladiach beis hashechi beis hastarim shalo b'mayim, velo b'shar mashkin, velisrok seher rosha, yafe b'masrek, shalo tiyana sarosen b'akos u'bizu. V'chein, tzricha isha la'ayin be'atzma u'bivsara u'vodekes kol gufa samach letfilasa, shalo yehe ala shum davar mil shechotzeitz, ve'tachof kol gufa v'tishtof b'mayim, Chamin b'shas chavifas gufa u'sara. So take a look at the Taz, Sifkat and Dalid. He writes that he doesn't think you should need chafifa and iyun, though the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch does certainly imply that way, because when she does chafifa on her whole body, she's also going to be checking. The Gras, Sifkat and Dalid, seems to accept that, even though, again, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound that way. Look at the Graz Lashon. By the Zesh Kasav Tachal Kov Gufa, Dishtov Tchilas Kasav Ladina Tzricha Ishal Ayin, the Acher Kach Kasav Chumra V'Tachof. The formulation of the Shulchan Aruch is because first it prevents the din, which is you need Ion Kol Guf, and then it tells you the Lamaisa, which is you do the Chafifa. And Memela, when you do the Chafifa on the Kol Gufa, then you'll also be doing the Ion as well. The Sidri Tara disagrees and says that you do need an examination in addition to cleaning. Now, obviously, everybody's going to agree that you don't need a visual examination, right? For example, you don't need a look on your back. Nobody's going to say, that's not the debate between the Sidrei Tara and the Taz. You can do your examination with your hands when you bathe, right? So what's the machlokas? Everybody's also going to agree that simultaneously you could do both chafifa and iyun on your entire body. The question is, should you be concentrating on checking yourself while you're washing? Right? According to the Taz, I think you could absent-mindedly wash your whole body. And according to the Sidrei Tara, you should present-mindedly wash your whole body. So, I think probably you should try to follow the Sidrei Tara. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch sounds that way, and why not? But as we said, the Taz and the Gra are both... both disagree. Now, the Taz in the previous... Yeah?
The Taz of Lashon is me'ayenes u'bodekes b'shas chafifa drayek karachmeis yutzak b'kikom yuchet etzak. How do you imagine it's
accent? So you're saying... Chafifa includes iyun, right? When she's doing her chafifa, she doesn't need to do iyun. Separate. Since when she does chafifa, that covers her iyun. So the truth is, I read the Taz that way also, initially. The Sidrei Tara says like this. I'll read you the Sidrei Tara. Sifkan hay. Halfway through. Uvitaz sifkan dalet, tam ala machaber, ba meshinera midvarav, Debainan betchilas betchila iyun uvedika v'acharka chafifa. Detarti lamali hasagi v'chafifa l'chuda. V'dachak atzma kavanas amachaber. Demashakasav detchicha la'ayin haynu din toira. V'acharkach masik shetachmir ala shabemakom ha'iyun tasa chafifa. Right? In other words, how did the machaber read? How did the Taz read the machaber? It's telling you first the ikar adin toira. Right? You need iyun, and then he says, Lamaisa, you should do chafifa, and then you don't need iyun, right? Now, why didn't the Taz simply say that she needs to do iyun? There still is a requirement of doing iyun. It's just that you happen to do iyun when you do chafifa if you're focusing, right? Why did he need to read the Shulchan Aruch that way? And that's what the Sidrei Tara says, Vein zebe mashma. Now he agrees that you could do them at the same time. All the Sidrei Tara says is Ta'ayin Nami Mashatuchal Ula Yesham Davar Achotzeitz Mashaino Over Al Yedei Hadacha V'Srika. Oh, Yeshlomer Da'afagav De Tikein Ezra Chafifa. But not that you need to do it separately.
Right. But it,
So you think he's arguing with the Taz. You're saying maybe they're not really arguing that much, they're just arguing about how to teach the Shulchan Aruch. The question is like this. The question is the Taz saying, I don't know. The reason I think why the Sidrei Torah reads the Taz this way is because if there was still a requirement for Iyun according to the Taz, so why does he have to kvetch in a Shulchan Aruch? Why doesn't he simply say that there's a din of Iyun and you accomplish Iyun while doing Chafifa? You're killing two birds with one stone. Right? You don't have to do it separately. So what you're saying is maybe there's not really a machlokas at all in din. The Taz also says that you have to, right? All the Taz is balafuke is that you need tchilas iyun. Uvadika b'chal gufa, like he starts off at the beginning.
I mean, they're arguing on two different havelimans, right? The Taz of the havelim would have been that you need to do Iyun first, and then Chafifa, so that means I just do all things there. The
Sidrei Torah says... Tarepashot shal yedei mishmo shapir havi Iyun dver Torah. See, I'll tell you one reason why you might not learn the Taz the way you're saying it. And I'm not sure you're wrong, because the Taz also writes, El adaver pashat, shal yidei hamishmosh shapir havi iyun dvar Torah. Right? So when she does chafifa, she's going to be doing mishmosh. So that's it. So you automatically, if you're doing chafifa, which is mishmosh, then you're covered. That's why that implies, anytime she's doing chafifa properly, right? So she's washing every... She's making sure to wash with her hands every single inch of her body. So, and when she does that, by definition, she's going to be doing Iyun. Now, she doesn't have to think, I'm doing Iyun here. When I said absentmindedly, what I meant was, she's not concentrating on, I am checking. What is she concentrating on? I'm making sure to wash, to rinse, to scrub every part of my body, every inch of my body. And Memela, in doing that, she will have done Iyun. That's what he says. Davar Pashut, Shal Yidei HaMishmush, Shapir Havi Iyun Dvar Torah. Which is why he's very bothered by the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Because Chafifa includes Mishmush on her entire body. So she's going to be doing Mishmush on every single inch of her body. Right? Again, when I said absent-minded, she's not like thinking about work. She's focusing on washing every single inch of her body. And when she does that, she'll have done Iyun. She doesn't have to think, I'm doing two things. I'm doing mishmash on every sour part of my body, and I'm also doing Iyun, as the Sidrei Torah says, you need to. And that's what he's saying. So if you do Chafifa properly, you will have automatically done Iyun. So he's bothered then by the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, to which he says, oh yeah, the Shulchan Aruch sort of presenting the progression. Now, you're focusing on the words at the end of the Taz, Shem Yimim Ayenes Ubodekes Atzma. So that sounds basically like this Sidrei Torah, right? In which case there's not really a machlokas at all, other than taich. But I think that, and I think that's a plausible read, but I also, the Sidrei Torah is not reading it your way. And the reason why he's not reading the Taz your way is because of what he's, first of all, the fact that his question is dochak and a Shulchan Aruch, but also I think because of the line earlier, which is pretty explicit as well, which is sh'aydei mishmush shapir haveiyon. And any time she's doing chafifa, she's going to have mishmash b'chol gufa. She's going to have mishmash. So there's no way to do proper chafifa without doing iyun. And once you acknowledge that there's no way to properly do chafifa without iyun, so then So then the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is problematic. And that's why he gives his answer. And that's where the Siddur Torah says, no, there is a right way to properly do Chafifa without Iyun. Because Iyun requires that you also focus on checking, as opposed to just focusing on washing. So yeah, the Lashon I said before, absentmindedly, is not a good formulation. Everybody agrees you have to be washing yourself with focused concentration. The question is, according to the Taz, you just have to focus on washing yourself. And as long as you make sure to wash every part of your body, so then you've also fulfilled your mitzvah of Iyun. Whereas going to Siddur Torah, you also have to be consciously inspecting as you wash. That's the way at least the Siddur Torah understands the machlokas. And what you're saying is it's conceivable that the Taz would actually agree to that as well. And they're just arguing about this. Okay, looks like we're out of time. We have a couple more points on Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Just for what you should focus on for next time, Sif Gimel, to understand Sif Gimel properly, you really have to go through the Gemara on Nida, Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Samach Chesmad Aleph very well. It's a very confusing Gemara because the progression of the Gemara is really unclear. We sort of have a conclusion, and then we reinforce that conclusion, and then we seem to totally upend that conclusion. So read Rashi, Tosfos, very carefully. And if you do that, then I think, you know, going through, when you go through the Beis Yosef and the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, it should be much easier to do. So that's to focus on next time. You could also look at, when you talk about the Chafif of 1 hour, so that Tshuva the Marshal that I was quoting before about being Mastir, it's that same Tshuva on the 1 hour idea. Take a look at the Tshuva's Marshal, as well as the Tshuva's Ramah. Both the Marshal and the Ramah have a Tshuva about this, as well as an interesting Tshuva from Rav Moshe, Chelak Beis Simen Pei Aleph, in terms of how to understand the idea that Chafifa for 1 hour suffices l'chatchila if you do it at night. So what that means. So again, at the very least, see the Tshuva of Moshe, but also if you can, the Tshuva of the Marshal and the Ramah. Okay. Have a good day.
I was thinking about twice, maybe when they're old. And then